This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
Hey everyone, I am Shirley Weaver, and this is the podcast where the focus is God's hand and His presence. We're talking supernatural outcomes, basically the outcome that God intends, His original intent, that which is in His heart and has been since before the foundation of the worlds. And we know that God is moving this way. He's moving powerfully among all people groups in every nation, in every place. And if you believe that, which I really, really do, then you'd have to also say that as He's moving, He's leaving His mark in those places and upon certain people, certain individuals. And when you think like that, sometimes it's a little like drinking from a water hose. It can be overwhelming, but it's so God and it's so like His nature to pour out in this magnificent way. And it actually becomes like a burning bush experience, which, you know, is a download. It is a revelation. It marks you forever. It's not something you forget or can move away from. You remember it in detail. It's undeniable. It completely convinces you. You know the story of Moses. At the bush, it was burning. God's presence and His presence was in that bush. So the bush was a fire. There was fire, but the bush was not consumed. So we are talking unusual. We're talking supernatural visitations, the presence of God, the outcome that He desires, the thing that He wants. So, you know, the message, any message, you can really examine by asking the question, what does it do? Where does it lead you? What will be the outcome? And Running with Horses is a podcast, and we have a book by the same title that really calls us to open up to the possibilities of this supernatural dynamic in our lives. It includes the Issachar Principle. I call it the Issachar Principle, where we read how the tribe of Issachar were known that they were able to discern what time it was and where they were in particular outworking of what God was doing and what to do about it. Again, to bring the outcome that God intends. And I love the verse, Genesis 18:17. Shall I hide from Abraham what I'm doing? Shall I hide from my people what I'm doing? The Lord is not hiding from His people what He is doing. He is revealing to them, as He did His presence in the bush that day, in a supernatural, attention-getting way. So, in response, we, like Paul said, we don't run aimlessly, and we don't box like someone beating the air. We have the mind of Christ, which means we have the thought life of a king. And the believer, because of this thought life, because of this ruling capacity, the believer has a natural, God-given, governmental skill and intellect. So as a believer, you are conscious of things that are happening around you because the presence of God is bringing that to your attention. And your response is really based on the way God has marked you, like your calling, your gifting, the way He's wired you, that plus your worldview. And you release from that place your message with words that go out and pierce the heart of the hearer. And so what will that message do? Who will that message impact as it comes forth to pierce the heart of the hearer? You know, like many people at the beginning of the year, I just am in the habit of seeking the Lord in a intentional way, more intentional than any other time. And I was just really aware at the beginning of 2022 that we are in the time of the imminent return of the Lord. And so the church is being prepared as a bride, right? She is preparing herself. She is adorning herself in this getting ready for his appearing. And I don't know if that really messes with your eschatology. Eschatology is like your understanding, what you believe about the end of the age and the destiny of the individual as a result of that. It involves a great deal, but that's basically it. So, as I said, I don't know if that disturbs your eschatology. For me to say that I feel the presence of God saying, pay attention right here, that my return is imminent. And so if we put that in the context of this burning bush experience that we've described, this download like a revelation, I want to just really single out the concept here today that God is saying, I am with you. And really and truly, wherever you are going, he is already there. Psalm 139, verse 8, he is there. You are en route, you are on your way, but he is there. So God says, Emmanuel, I am present. I am with you. Well, what does that look like? I mean, if that is true, there would be a manifestation. Hopefully, there would be a manifestation of something that powerful in a way that we could see it. And I've got one for you. This is actually a personal experience, and it's my favorite example. We, as a team, the majority of our team is based in the state of South Carolina, which is on the southeastern coast of the United States. And some of the team were in Washington for a prayer event, our capital, Washington, D.C., and we were there to pray for the nation. And it turned out that there was a specific meeting and a gathering that was inside a church building. It was by invitation only, and we were allowed to be included in that event. And as I'm relaying this to you, I'm just remembering how special it was. So I'll try not to go into too much detail, but again, we're there to pray for the nation. We have an opportunity to gather with others, probably 100, 150 people. And once in this meeting, we were told that an important part of the meeting was for every state in the nation, that would be 50 states in the United States, would be prayed for by someone from that state. Well, the room was full. And so when our state was called upon, the state of South Carolina, I waited for someone to step forward to pray. No one did. Obviously, those of us with me, we were the only ones from our state. And so I stood up to pray and moved to the place where we were praying from at the front of the room. And as soon as I did sort of settled in to pray for my state, and the Lord spoke to me, and he did that out of a presence. His presence came. It was an amazing experience in terms of Everything else was much paler. It was much subdued. I was not aware of what was going on around me. That's how strong the presence of the Lord was. There was, in my own sense, a brightness. You could say a light, but most of all, just very bright. And undeniably to me, the presence of the Lord, like He was there. Like we said earlier, I am with you. I am there. So as I am about to pray, representing this petition for my whole state, for a very large group of people, the Lord spoke through me, and I heard myself say this, these words, I have unlocked purity in South Carolina, and I have opened the way for her, drawing purity forth from lives of purity in that region. I have unlocked purity in the state of South Carolina. I have, the tense there is important, meaning past tense. This is done. This is settled. And that was it. That was the prayer. It was a declaration prayer. And for another moment or two, I was still completely moved by what I was experiencing. And so then ultimately, I moved away from the place where I was standing to return to my seat. When I did, those with me, we just sat. We were pretty undone. Purity is not a condition associated with my home state. That was not a natural assessment in any way. And I could go into details, but just the point here is that when God comes like that, He has marked it, and you can, as we say sometime, you can take it to the bank, meaning you can plan on that. It doesn't mean in the next 5 minutes, maybe not the next 5 days, 5 years, maybe not the next 50 years, but God has said what He intends to do. And when we say, as He has said, His intention, that settles it. It is done in the sense of being released into the earth with the authority of Almighty God in a way that cannot be circumvented by the enemy. I love the verse, I will give you a mouth and wisdom that your enemy can neither gainsay nor resist. I will give you a mouth and wisdom that your enemy can neither gainsay nor resist. Powerful, powerful truth right there. Another translation says, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist. That's Luke 21:15, the New King James. So what does the declaration here do? What does this message do? What does it entail? Well, obviously, there's a very significant use of the word purity here, because basically, purity means the absence of mixture. And just searching Webster's 1828 dictionary, I see a really strong, it's more than that. It's so much more than that. So there's freedom from outside mixture. from foulness, dirt. I mean, think of this. The Lord has said this. He has made this declaration over my home state where I live. Freedom from defilement, from contamination, from anything that is corrupt in style or language. But one particular part of this definition really stood out to me, probably because it's not a term that I've heard normally associated with the concept of purity. And it is this meaning here, freedom from sinister, that word is sinister, views. Well, what does sinister mean? Freedom from sinister views. Sinister means right hand. And for those of us who are students of the word, we know the right hand means strength. It signifies power and strength. And in this case, the word senator is associated with sinister, excuse me, not senator. Sinister is associated with heraldry. So it has to do with like a design in the coat of arms, a coat of arms. And from the bearer of the coat of arms, from that point of view, the right side is depicted. So it means in the sense of the right hand being the hand of strength, the one of power, then the left hand is the sinister hand. The left hand is sinister. It means malicious or underhanded. And I mean, the concept is, I'll just elaborate just briefly here, with the shield in the left hand and the sword in the right hand, the bearer of those weapons is shielded from attack pretty much, except there is a vulnerability near the left side, beneath the arm, and close to the heart. So there is this concept of coming from behind, coming to do harm on a blind side. Again, this is all from the meaning of purity that has been declared by the Lord. And it is a freedom, this purity is freedom from this sinister view, from this sinister operation. Again, just being honest, talking about my hometown and my home state, we are talking supernatural provision and divine intervention. Psalm 16:11, you have made known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Now apply that verse to today's life for the average person, that there is pleasure forevermore. Pleasure means pleasant, agreeable. We're talking about a supernatural state of well-being that God is speaking here. And see, this is His heart. This is His intention. This is the plan and has been all along. So double back and think again, the beginning of the year, the Lord says that I am preparing my church for my imminent return, and my church is looking for me, expecting me, preparing for me, and my bride, which is the church, is adorning herself with this preparation. Well, if the bride, church, is adorning herself, then there would be a concentration on purity. There would be a determination to be free of mixture. There would be a sincere motive to be separate from anything other than purity of heart and life. That would be innocence, of course. But think about a concentration of being determined to not be involved in anything sinister, anything that is double-minded, anything that will blindside someone for any reason. And what you have coming from there is a pure conscience and the ability to pray like we never have before. Think about this. Think about the possibilities here, that a sincerity in prayer and a determination to pray from a pure heart and this fullness of joy, this path of life that's described in Psalm 16, this is what God is doing. And He is allowing this, His presence, to be revealed to you in amazing demonstrations of His presence in supernatural ways, unusual visitations of His presence and His power. And as we talk and give, you know, consider the possibility and these principles, your spirit is witnessing to the truth that we are saying, that we are expressing right now. And this burning bush experience that God has for you is now. It's today and tomorrow and every day. It's not once every 10 years or once in a lifetime. It is a lifestyle of God's presence poured out. He said, I am with you. I am there. And you know, just thinking back on that day in Washington, D.C., in a room with others praying, I've often wondered what others saw that day and what they experienced, though at the time, it didn't really matter to me at all. Because what happened, what I experienced and saw, had marked me in such a definable way that you could not dissuade me. I am convinced, I was convinced, I remain convinced of the promise that past tense purity is unlocked, has been unlocked. And I would just say to the adversaries of purity, those operating in mixture of any kind, need not present themselves for anything of value in this region, because God has already called for a people of purity. He has already called for this kind of heart and mind. He has already marked us, and that decree cannot be altered throughout eternity. It's said and done, and that really settles it. So think about the possibilities. Think about your natural, God-given governmental ability to receive God's government into the way that you operate in the setting that you are in presently, your calling, your gifting, your worldview causing you to emerge every morning prepared not only for what God has for that day, but prepared to prepare yourself for the coming of the Lord. This is what is happening. Some people could honestly say, I'm just not sure what God is doing right now. This is what He's doing. He is visiting His people. And if you haven't experienced that, then pray, Lord, I want to be in that place with those people. I want to see with my eyes, hear with my ears, and experience with my senses and with my life this lifestyle, this burning bush lifestyle. I want to live there. And as you do that, believe me, He is more willing than you are. So don't pray that prayer if you don't mean it. We have talked about, and it's so true. Please don't overlook this truth. God is gathering people right now. He's gathering them into like-minded groups, small groups, larger groups, because He will have His way. And the example there is the story of Gideon. You know, many came out to fight, but Gideon, from in the direction of the Lord, from the Lord's direction, released all but 300 to return home because the others didn't have what it took. They were fearful. Well, bottom line, they were fearful. They would not have stood in the day of battle in a significant and successful way. But these 300, they remained and they won a supernatural battle. Check that out in the Word, the story of Gideon and the 300. It was totally supernatural. It was totally unusual. It was a visitation. It was the bush burning across from beginning to end. These groupings are key. And you belong to this company. I mean, you belong to the company of the Lord's called out ones, significant and mighty and especially anointed for this time, as was Esther. So I encourage you and I invite you, stay tuned to our podcast. And we are thrilled. We're thrilled to have you with us. Stay tuned. Join us for each episode. And before we go today, let me pray over you. Lord, in every place and in every nation, we ask you to do this. Pour out your Spirit. Lord, let the bush burn. Let the fire in that bush flame so high and be so hot it's undeniable, totally distinguishable, and full of the expectation of the hour that we're in. For each person, for you, I am praying right now that you will hear the Lord clearly and respond with a brave heart, and that you will seek His return, the glorious expectation of every believer, His soon return. I pray this way for you. I declare it to you, for you, and over you. I pray and declare it in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for hearing this prayer. We bless you and worship you. We love you, our Father. Amen and amen. God bless you. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit aclearTrumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.